You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The second round is in full swing and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part? It's free-to-play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of pre-contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Head to DraftKings pool page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Good day, San Jose. Welcome to the Stick Hungry Podcast, your home of the San Jose Sharks on the Hockey Podcast Network. My name is Nick Floor. Joining me today is, as always, we have Dylan Kayser and Isha Jeromey. How you guys doing today?
Man, that was a hell of an intro. I've said it before, but that was the best one yet. I thought I was in a movie theater, you know, watching the previews with some guy, you know, the deep voice guy giving out the previews.
I thought we were listening to W Balls.
187 W Balls FM. I'm doing good, Nick. I'm doing good.
Going right That's downtown, great. Bitch.
Going right down. No, that intro, though, brightened up my day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, not the Red Bull watermelon flavor you got in the hand, right?
Big shout out to the watermelon flavor. I'm digging it.
Have you tried the summer edition? They have like a dragon fruit one that's actually not bad.
This is Canada, Nick. We don't get any of that.
Well,
cool
no,
stuff.
No, no. I think this is like part of the summer edition, isn't it? The red Bull. Because we had like the green one, which I think is the dragon fruit. Then we had the yellow one, which
pineapple.
Is like fruit punch or something.
Was
no, it's
pineapple?
Not. No, it's not. It's fruit punch.
Okay.
Red Bull
flavor. What was the blue one? I'm not a huge Red Bull guy.
Blue one is blueberry, but I believe that was out last year. I'm not sure.
There's a cyan one out there too.
There you go. I'm digging the watermelon though.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm a frequent Red Bull goer. The peach one's one of my favorites. So Red Bull, if you're listening, please sponsor us. We need the money.
I'm peached out from Tim Hortons back in the day, and there's peach
there
juice.
There we go. The Timbits.
They have a signature peach juice, and when you're like 10, it was good. Now you're like, ugh.
Well, it's what you were forced to get like with a meal, right?
Because you didn't drink coffee.
Coffee. You're not going to get a popsy, shitty old peach juice. Anyways.
You don't get orange juice up there?
That was their thing as I turn on the light here. But yeah, that was their thing at Tim Hortons with peach juice.
Gotcha. Well, before we continue to run off on any more bullshit tangents, we just got some player reviews, some season reviews on some of your favorite Sharks players. We decided to take a bit of a dive into each person.
And Nick, some of your least favorite Sharks players as well.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, we always got to throw in he who shall not be named. It's Martin Jones. Spoiler alert. but before we get into that, we're going to shout out our social media handles. You can find me at @NickFloor_. You can follow the podcast at @StickHungryPod. And you can follow the network at @HockeyPodNet. Dylan?
You can follow myself at @DYL_THPN.
And you can follow myself at @Producer_Pigeon.
Alrighty. So, taking a look here, we're going to go into our first candidate of the shellacking, even though this person isn't going to be torn a new asshole today. Evander Kane, fan favorite, living rent-free in Ryan Reeves' mind, as well as many other people. Let's just do a quick breakdown. I'll just give some stats out here. We can start off with that. So the 2020-2021 season, we talked about it before. Evander Kane had a really good season this year. His 82-game pace for points was 72, which would have been an all-time high for him. He finished with all 56 games played, which is a rare occurrence, especially in the sport of hockey where physicality is number one. He had 22 goals, 27 assists, for 49 points. We did the correct math this time. It's hard when someone else categorizes it for you. But One stat that you can notice that's kind of gone down significantly over the last couple of years, penalty minutes and hits. Now, he still wasn't like shying away from hitting anybody. He finished with 97 hits on the year. But his penalty minutes dropped from 122 penalty minutes last year to only 42 penalty minutes the current year. So that's a huge step forward for Evander Kane, not as just like as a player, but as like a maturity level. And we saw it on the ice after that initial Vegas series.
No, and looking at that stat too, another thing that's interesting, I mean, compared to the previous season, there's only 6 games difference between, you know, the 2021 season and the 2019 season for Evander Kane. And it's a difference of, you know, close to 80 penalty minutes. So that is interesting, Nick.
Yeah, and close to 40 hits as well. So his, let's take a look here at a couple of other advanced stats. He was at a points per game percentage, or sorry, total of .88. Plus minus was only a minus one on a very bad Sharks team who gave up one of the highest goals, like allowed numbers all year.
I almost don't know how you walk out of this season from the San Jose Sharks and only have a minus one. I mean, come on, I'm expecting a minus 10 at least double digits.
Like the funny part is he started the year and he did the majority, according to Dauber, I think it was the Dauber website we're looking at here, frozenpool.daubersports.com, where he actually played close to 50% of like his time with Evander Kane and Kevin LeBanc. And while that line was producing a lot of points, they were also like made to shut down other teams' first line. So you can see throughout the year the trend where the Sharks were just allowing too many goals. And what the coaching staff essentially said was, okay, the Couture line's going to go, yeah, they have to go out there and try to shut people down. So he's not only shutting people down, he's scoring at an all-time high. He's leaving with just a minus one at the end of this year. He did an absolutely phenomenal job this year. He was actually nominated and given the award for the Sharks Player of the Year by the Bay Area media, including Shang Pang and Kevin Kurz. And just a couple of like little tidbits we wanted to go over. When the Ryan Reaves suspension was handed out, I believe it was in the beginning of the Colorado series after that first game kerfuffle, he tweeted out that night, he said, instead of a suspension, they should have him play 20 minutes a night for the rest of the series, which I absolutely loved.
That's hilarious. I love
it. Even the Vegas fans were like, oh, shit, he got us. Because everyone knows Ryan Reaves, while is an amazing physical presence on the ice, is dog shit at the like the sport of hockey at the NHL level. And like J-Fresh Hockey has all the player cards to prove it, like the wins above replacement. His replacement value is just at an all-time high. But I that was like honestly one of my favorite tweets essentially this year from him.
Yeah, no, I love that from Evander Kane. I love the passion. You know, this guy, he doesn't shy away from things, you know, and he, it could have been very easy for him to do that this season, especially with all the off ice things going on with his finances, the bankruptcy and all of that. But you know what? He came out. He seemed like, you know what? He seemed like a pretty positive guy this year. I know it's tough to say looking from the outside, but it looked like he was pretty positive and it showed on the ice, too. I mean, how many nights do we come away from watching a Sharks game and say, you know what? The only decent player on that team tonight was Evander Kane. And I feel like that was over 50% of the games that we watched this year.
Yeah, I think halfway through we had like a little player analysis around halfway through, and we were harping on some players like Couture, Kevin LeBanc, even the likes of Timo Meier. But every time we kind of circled around to Kane, we just couldn't find anything truly negative. And maybe it was because he was surrounded by so many bad players that this one bright spot kind of showed out according, you know, just from what we saw. Or maybe he just was that good. I don't expect him to be able to repeat it next year just based on, you know, just regular regression models, age, everything like that. But I think that's one thing that we can really relate to as fans is if you're having a really good outside of work life, You translate that into work. Like you're going into work happy. You're not worrying about things. If you have good things going on at home, good things are going to happen at work. And I think Evander Kane was the biggest kind of benefactor of his life truly changing around this last year. Whereas as most people, the last year has been really rough, you know, with COVID, with, you know, stay-at-home orders, especially in the California area where we implemented that very early and kind of had it last longer than most other states here in the United States. But, you know, Evander Kane able to spend a lot of time with his family, with his child, get out of that financial distress that he was in. You saw that carefree lack of stress, translate onto the ice or at work. So I'm hoping we can move forward with this performance and duplicate it year and year down the line, because he is one of the only Sharks that's performing up to the contract that he's been given.
Even if he regresses, I mean, I think you look at his career stats, I think at the end of the day, you at least have a 50-point guy in Evander Kane, which is, I mean, on the San Jose Sharks team, that's a top-line winger for this team right now. Yeah. I mean, great season from Evander Kane. And, you know, maybe he gets that money back with the Logan Paul fight. I don't know. I'm still kind of waiting around to hear any updates about that. If we hear anything, we will update you all. Producer Pigeon, you got something to say here?
Honestly, the more I hear about the Paul brothers in the media, the more, you know, pretty high profile fights that they're taking, be it exhibition or whatever you want to call how they're framed. This could work. Now, the biggest thing obviously is the NHL and the Sharks pushing back, being like, we don't want a damaged asset. But let's be honest here. We saw the Mayweather fight. We saw the younger brother fight. Like, these guys ain't gonna fuck up Kane, but I'm not going to lie, boys. If that happens, I'm fucking ordering the pay-per-view. I'm watching.
Oh, yeah. We're all pitching in on that one.
Yeah, that was an amazing fight, by the way. I don't know what you guys are talking about. That was just an absolute thriller.
Which one? Mayweather, the Mayweather? Paul. I thought you were talking about the Askren one, which I'm pretty sure Ben Askren, he probably blew that one on purpose.
Well, I don't know. All I'm saying is afterwards, I know we're kind of running off on a tangent here, but after that fight, what was it, Mayweather, at the post, like the little media availability they did, he's like, I'm a professional in legalized bank robbery. this is just a heist.
Like, I'm an MMA guy. I've been following it for years, getting back into it more this year. But what I was reading, and based on the interviews that I listened to and stuff, was like, Mayweather actually prepared for the Conor McGregor, I almost pulled the Nick Floyd.
Conor McDavid fight,
The Conor McGregor fight, he actually trained. And that one was like, that was an entertaining fight. Obviously, Conor got destroyed. That's how everyone thought it was going to play out. But for this one, Floyd didn't even train at all. Like, oh,
yeah.
He trained a little bit, but he knew this was a money-making exhibition match. And
guys, I just want the visuals of a Mayweather-McDavid fight. That's what I want to see.
We'll get the intern in on that one. We know he's not getting paid jack shit. So
yeah, exactly.
Get your ass on Canva and get to work. Crack the whip. So all right, go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, so I think you're on the right track there. We're going back to Evander Kane. That's where we're going back to. Yeah, we're going to kind of wrap up, you know, his season here. I think, Nick, you know, we both have basically only positive things to say about Evander Kane's season. I think one of the biggest takeaways, apart from, you know, just his offensive production, you noted the penalty minutes. He wasn't in the box as much, especially near the end of games. I mean, we saw that previously with Evander Kane taking bad penalties in the third period would kill whatever team he's on. And he didn't do that a lot this season, which I think is great. And we actually have, and what we're going to do for all these player reviews is we have the buy and sell meter for these players. And it's based on a few different stats, shooting percentage, 5-on-5 shooting percentage, secondary assists. And we're going to kind of run down if the player was above average, average, or below average for the season. So, Nick, let's start off with that first category for Evander Kane.
I believe it was shooting percentage, right? I'm moving around between tabs and everything.
Yes, we are on shooting percentage.
So shooting percentage, now they're all color-coded, easier for people like me who are the big dumb. But he's got 11.3% shooting percentage, which is what they call normal. Values in line with the expectation of this player. And then next, I believe we have 5-on-5 shooting percentage, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, looks like he's got 9.9% of 5-on-5 shooting percentage. And just a really quick thing I wanted to highlight before we go even further into these values here. Getting back to the point that he was actually forced into more of a defensive role. Over the course of his entire playing career, the last 10 years, his average offensive zone start percentage was anywhere between 46 and 56%. This year, his offensive zone start percentage was only at 37.3%.
Wow.
So you're getting that level of productivity from a guy who's got a start in his own end close to 70% of the time. That's a great fucking player, in my opinion. Sorry, you had the next category, correct?
Yeah, so the next category is points per 60 minutes. Evander Kane's at 2.6, which is considered normal. And then we have secondary assists. 29.6. So he was actually considered below average in this category. Secondary assists, though, with a guy like Evander Kane, I mean, I don't think that's really concerning to anybody, to be quite honest. I think it's something to be expected.
Yeah, he's in the thick of the shit all the time. Where he posted up on the power play, he's not doing one-timers. You know, he's not on, in the face-off dots doing his thing. He's net front presence on the first power play unit every single time. So for him to get secondary assists, yeah, it's slightly below average, but he's just involved 100% of the time. And like, he's involved in either the goals or the primary assist, which just kind of reinforces the fact that he is just in. He's involved. He's not the defender that's making a good breakout pass, who's, you know, then that player is making a good pass over to another player that scores. You know, he's not the guy in the back end. He's primarily associated with scoring. So I actually prefer that to be a little bit lower, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, at the end of the day, you look at this team and who else was scoring goals? Who else was he going to get these assists on? And there was really nobody on the team. So again, doesn't concern me at all. Let's get into our final report cards for Evander Kane this season, this 2020-2021 season. I am going to give Evander Kane a solid A for this season. I mean, I don't think you can go for anything less. You know, career best.
He's the best player on the team last year.
Best player of the team, absolutely. And actually, we skipped one point. He was named by the Bay Area media the best San Jose Sharks player of this past season. So it's an A from me. Nick, what do you have?
You know, I don't like to one-up people all the time, but I'm doing it today. I'm giving him an A+.
Oh,
he said you can't go any lower. You can go higher. I'm giving him the A+. Straight A's for Evander Kane. It's an absolutely amazing year. I went to bat for him through, you know, the entirety on Twitter. Every time I could, I'm up there defending him, and I'll do it on here. He's just the best player the Sharks have moving forward. What's going to happen with his contract, we don't know, but that's not what matters. You know, currently, he's playing amazing, and we hope to see that moving forward for the San Jose Sharks.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll get to this soon, but Mr. and Mrs. Kane, we will send out the bumper sticker that says my son is an honor roll student from the Stick Hungry podcast. So we're going to throw that on there for you.
Awesome. I think that pretty much wraps it up there. You can't
on that note. Really, I think that's that a good time to stop. I think it is.
Feel free to tweet at us. Let us know if you agree with our report card, you know, analysis. Let us know what your thoughts are on Evander Kane, what your grade was, or if there are some things that we may have missed that you want to share with us. Feel free to tweet at us at Stick Hungry Pod, or you can tweet at myself personally at @NickFloor_, or if you want to harp on Dylan for his Red Bull consumption, you can tweet at him at @DYL_THPN. I think that wraps it up for us today. Look out for the next player review. I believe we're going to be doing Ryan Donato, so look out for that. And we'll catch you on the next one.